Hey, Progheads. It's me, Mike, with the Progressive Track Show. Not familiar with me? Oh, you must be the new Progzilla listeners over in England. Well, I've been doing this for a bit over 3 years now. I guess I just sound new. Well, a hearty welcome if you are new to this show. Remember, there's always a first time for everything. You always remember your first time? No, that's not it either. You know what I mean. Oh, and welcome too if you are an experienced Progressive Tracks listener. Tonight I'm going to play some songs about DJing, and my moods, and some introductory stuff. For you new folks, let's break the ice and say hi with some music. Ooh, what's he gonna play first?
I'm the one. Tread a dirty road, close away the day. the one. 'Cause I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one.
So that tune was from an American prog band, and I'm old, so the one prior to that was from the 70s. We started with Atomic Rooster's Break the Ice from 1971's In Hearing Of album, and continued with a local Seattle band, local for me anyway. They're called Operation ID, and that was Here I Am, from the only full release from 2011 called Legs. Regular Progressive Tracks listeners, bear with me for a moment while I talk to the new folks, okay? Mike, why start with Atomic Rooster? Well, because I love Atomic Rooster. Always have, always will. I love their raw sound. I tend to love raw sounds from most bands. Thus, I gravitate toward early releases, no matter the artist. And why follow that with Operation ID? Well, have you heard of them? Probably not. All right, more music. Now, Crack the Sky. American. East Coast. 1976. Listen for the message.
It makes me glad I'm here. I close these eyes away from days just like today. Yeah, yeah. This glass of in-between
protects the can't be seen. I pull these blinds away. You pull these blinds away. Maybe I can fool everybody tonight. Maybe I can make everybody believe. A lion at the gate. This dress of in between protects the can't be seen. I pull this coat around. You pull this coat around. Everybody tonight. Maybe I can make everybody believe in me. Maybe I can fool everybody and fool myself if I really love it. Maybe I can fool everybody tonight.
This is the Progressive Track Show with Mike, and this show originates from KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington. And now, carried by
Froxilla Radio.
You just heard Crack the Sky with Maybe I Can Fool Everybody from their second album in 1976 by the name of Animal Notes. Maybe I should have played that last instead of now if I was trying to fool you, which I assure you I am not. Note to self, don't start with Crack the Sky next time. So, here I am, playing raw stuff like Atomic Rooster, but I'm not trying to fool you. I'm a bit nervous, a bit tentative, and perhaps a bit out of my league. I'm no Francis Dunnery. I'm no competition for telling tales with the Master Tiger Moth. And I'm no stellar musician like Andy Tillison. But Cliff says I'm to be here, so you'll have to get used to little old me from Port Townsend in Washington State. You know, way up in the northwest corner of the United States. Not quite Canada, but you can see it from here, eh? Okay. I'll tell you more about me than you'll want to know soon enough. But for now, how about another DJ tune? This is a great band from Chile called Isles from their 4:45 AM album.
Thank you. Los Angeles, you're listening to Pop Rock Radio, home of the immortal stars. It's 8 o'clock, the hour of worship. You know what that means. Bow down.
Buongiorno amici ascoltatori, siete su Radio DJ, la radio dei grandi successi. Bevete il cappuccino, mangiate un cornetto e andate.
Shallow and daft. No, I'm not talking about Isles or anyone here. That's the name of the song from Isles' album in late 2013 called 4:45 AM. And I'm certainly not asking anybody to bow down. Note to self, don't start with the Isles track next time. Okay, moving right along, assuming there are still listeners out there. Actually, that Isles tune is a commentary on the DJs and fans in the pop radio industry, which we are definitely not part of. I'm not told what to play. I play what I want, regardless of any possible negative reactions, obviously. But it all seems to turn out okay in the long run. More than 150 shows? Not fired yet. Despite its railing against the pop industry, that Isles tune was a bit poppy itself, so let's not go too far that way. Let's get back to the classics.
Days.
That was, of course, Gentle Giant from England. You know those guys. Pretty well thought of, for good reason. Am I forgiven by those who took offense for anything prior? Thank you. That, of course, was another show from Gentle Giant's interview album in 1976. This is the Progressive Track Show with Mike, and this show originates from KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington, and now carried by
Proxilla Radio.
If it's progressive, I'll play it. And with progressive rock, whatever that is, you gotta respect the classics. Occasionally, I even do covers of classics. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. much respect. That was the Alex Skolnick Trio with a cover of that old Frank Sinatra classic, War Pigs. That's off of their 2002 album called Goodbye to Romance, Standards for a New Generation. And of course, Frank Sinatra was never a member of Black Sabbath, so I retract that previous statement. But other than that, you can believe every word I say, if you choose to. I like to try to cover all subgenres of progressive rock. How about experimental post-metal, or more accurately, shoegaze? I saw this band give a wonderful performance a few years ago in a very small venue in Seattle along with Anathema. Or is it Anathema? Either way, this is a man who calls himself Nij, with a project he calls Alcest.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm kind of a shoegaze fan. That was the Frenchman Niège with his project called Alceste from Ecole de Lune, or Moonscales album in 2010, and that track was Solar Song. And something you need to know, but most of you have already figured it out, I cannot pronounce things in other languages. Despite having lived in Japan and Belgium for years, I have problems with all languages. Spanish, French, Italian, English. Hey, I'm American, so I don't necessarily speak English. At least I realize it. Plus, it's a bonus that comes with the show. Unintended humor for those of you who do speak proper English. So keep tuning in, or streaming, or podcasting each week to hear more of the grammatical misadventures of the new DJ who has somehow managed to keep his job for over 3 years now. That's probably not a good enough reason to listen, though. How about the added benefit that my show is only an hour long? I'm not asking you to take up your entire day. And you might just hear something that you've never heard before, and like it. This is the Progressive Track Show, with Mike, and this show originates from KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington, and now carried by
Proxilla Radio.
I just realized I haven't played anything new yet tonight, so let's get on with one of my new personal favorites. They're from southern Russia, and they're one of the premier groups in the psych space prog subgenre. This is Vespero from their new Leek Mequis album. Thank you. Vespero. If you don't know them, you should search them out on Bandcamp. That was Isidore's Prophet from the new Leek Mequis album. Time for one more quick one, an answer to Here I Am from Operation ID, whom I played earlier. It's called Where Are You? Seattle's Operation ID, who puts it all out there on stage, including blood sometimes. I was there. That was Where Are You? From that 2011 Legs album that's just wonderfully complex. And I played that bookend song to remind me to give you my email address, progtracks@kptz.org. Let me know not only where you are, but what you thought of the show. Comments always welcome, as long as you edit out the four-letter words. Remember, idiot is five letters and pretty much universally understood. Well, we're out of time. Even an hour with me goes by very fast, doesn't it? And I've talked more than usual tonight. I'll be more kind to you in future weeks. But I do hope you enjoyed the eclectic mix I played for you tonight. I do themed shows, shows from particular countries, hodgepodge nights, but I always try to mix it up. Nothing more dangerous than a bunch of bored prog heads, eh? Before I go, I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to both Peter Jones and Cliff Pearson. Thank you for sticking your necks out for me. I promise that I will try not to screw it up. I'll be back next week with the Progressive Track Show, originating at KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington, and now carried by
Proxilla Radio.
Until then, this is Mike, urging you, as always, to prog on.